You are now listening to Well, Well, Fillin' Out. Oh, poor man.
Ladies, serial killers are the best.
Well, she's never going to get that stain out.
Nothing says it's over like running over your ex.
It had to be a woman. It had to have been a woman.
Are you wearing it?
Wait, how big were her breasts? And then it does another hard cut and it's Villanelle and Eve on the couch.
Is this couples therapy? Like, why are they here together? Like, these are questions that need answers. Wouldn't Eve have to be the one to recommend Martin to Villanelle? Carolyn could do it. It's true, Carolyn could do it, but I just don't know how she speaks to Carolyn first.
I'm surprised Eve still remembers who Martin is. But it's true.
Are you?
But it's well, are you? That was a revealing conversation they had. No.
Right. Are you?
That was a revealing conversation that they had. Yeah. So then we missed the lot then.
No, that's what I mean. Like, and those are the things that initially pissed me off, but now they've brought me to a happy place of what they could say happened in the interim and then build upon that, where we actually get double the content because you're giving us the depth of history. And now you're explaining it through these things where you don't have to tell us verbatim or show us, you know, second shot for shot what happened, but imply things and then give us new meaty things. And so it could very well be that they had some kind of a jaunt. And things went left the way they did, and now they're extra feelings about it. And that's juicy as hell, because like I said, I will always take the gay mess. I just want confirmation of the smash will indeed. I said earlier this day that fuck the champagne, we were going to be drinking bourbon or whiskey because I was upset. Maybe we're back to the champagne. Or maybe I should have both. Maybe I should be prepared to pop bottles of Dom Perignon and also whiskey shots, because I could be down in the muck.
Why are they together? What is this? Where are they? Who are they speaking with? Who's
just,
here?
But who said? Like, I just... And Martin, is he okay? Because I feel like he should be worried. Like, who gave y'all my number? Who said I had appointments? Oh, did you send them home? Okay. Is there a button under my desk? Mayday. I got two killers in my office and nobody told me they were coming. Mm. And so I'm concerned as a world-leading psychologist. So I don't know if he's a world-leading psychologist, psychiatrist, but... He seems very smart. And if he is as smart as he seems to be, he should know that he's in danger.
Yes.
With Villanelle and Eve in the fucking room, unattended, unbabysat by Carolyn. Right. And so we have that admission from Villanelle, like, maybe you're the scorpion. But then what happens after that? Something happens. Perhaps you guys noticed. Villanelle makes a movement with one of her manos, one of her hands. And where does she place it, Terrence? Where does it go?
It goes on Eve's hand.
And what is Eve's face doing? It's doing something.
It's basically doing what Villanelle's face used to do when Eve used to cheat cup Villanelle. So maybe this hand stuff.
It's kind of doing what Eve's face did when she was hemmed up against the counter with that knife.
I'm expensive. Yes.
And she was like, will you give me everything I want? She was like, yes, girl. Yes. Oh, so, I'm disturbed by how quickly and desperately that yes came out, but it's also the truth.
So if that's all Villanelle has to do to have Eve call back to a time, hearken. To an earlier tryst, then
oh my gosh,
then I guess there's just no shaking what the heart body wants. So
I'm just saying, Villanelle has a point. She's like, I just think you're the scorpion because a bitch like me has been trying to change. I've been trying new thing, new attempts, and you're on the same exact shit I left you on. So maybe I'm the frog and you are the scorpion, bae. And then we get another title card, don't we?
Golden Globe winner, Sandra Oh. The next title card says Emmy Award winner, Jodie Comer.
Right. So they're flexing the talent of the actresses. Emmys, Golden Globes. When have your faves? And some shows can say, but not a lot of shows.
Unfortunately, there's a small clip that it's not important, but it has to be noted. Where Eve is putting on the leather jacket.
It should be noted because I feel like it's a moment. It's like when they do that with characters where they're like, I'm putting on my armor to go to this thing. And so whenever she picked up the leather jacket, whatever she was doing at the time, right. it's like the parka, but it's misandry.
Right.
It's bad behavior that she's putting on with that leather because she's looking at herself in the mirror and she's looking at herself like she's doing the eye thing with her. She's like, we know what we about to do. We on our bullshit. And I just feel like the leather is indicative of the bullshit. It's not the parka. It's the leather.
And with the frame set up the way it is, if you look in the mirror, you will notice that this jacket that she's putting on, it's like she is leaving the bedroom. The 2 minutes have passed. And Fo Jafari is asleep. She knocked him out.
Terrence.
I know you didn't notice. No.
I didn't. I completely did not make that connection until right now.
It and wasn't
I,
until.
I kind of want to beat you up. I'm not going to do it. I know you don't deserve the violence. I just, the way you just zeroed in on that for me has me disturbed. I want you to know. And like I said to you earlier, somewhere on a Patreon episode, I don't know where I said it because I said a lot of things. I was really distraught. Terrence, I better not see a single hump, a pump, a jump between Foe Jafari and Sandra O's Eve.
Agreed.
Because I can't deal with it. And I already told you what's going to happen. I'm going to leave the studio. We could be live. I don't fucking care. I'm going to leave. And I'm going to need to get out my fucking feelings and then come back. And I don't know when that's going to be. And I just want you listeners to be prepared for what might happen with me, because I will be so annoyed and upset that I will just have to do something. And I don't have my Muay Thai bags at the studio, you guys. And so I will need to go somewhere to get out this kinetic energy, because that's how it works for me. When I'm really worked up in any kind of way, the way that I can dissipate that actual energy is by physically exerting myself. And one of the best ways to do that for me is martial arts. Let me do it. Let me spar. It's not like you can just fence anywhere you want. You got to go all the way uptown to fence. But you know what? Omarion is uptown, downtown, all around. And so there is no fencing for Candace. There is no swordplay. So all a bitch has is her Muay Thai bag. And if the Muay Thai bags aren't at the studio, I will have to extricate myself. Because if they say, Candace, this is Eve putting on that leather jacket after the Foe Jafari scene, I just...
Maybe it's just a hard cut. Like, maybe we're not going to see any of it. It's just it happened already.
And if it's not?
Oh, I... Well, chances are, I think that this is all probably also episode one. I don't want to say this is the first scene we see Eve in, but it might be. We don't know.
What? No.
It might be.
You're choosing Foe Jafari over the running scene.
Well, for trailer purposes, that running scene is beautiful. It should be. It actually was lit well.
I just,
cinematography. Like, I loved seeing the way we shot and saw and noticed that was Eve Pilastri. That would be a great
Eve Pilastri
return.
Looking good. And
yes.
Fit.
Yes.
For sure.
I don't want to go back to Hellcat talking about some when people are working out intensively, they work out other things too. And it's a part of it. It is a part of it, apparently, supposedly.
But what do we do? What does the fandom do if we have to see a hump or a pump?
Well, I guess
between Pilastri?
Well, I guess the service is one side of the bookend. So if the down bad is at the beginning, then maybe the all the way up is at the end.
All right. We're down bad.
Well, yeah.
We're so down bad. Like that horrible movie Hilary Swank was in where they drilled to the Earth's crust and they found diamonds and you're like, what?
That's that greed.
It made as much sense as drilling an asteroid to get it to not hit Earth, but you know.
Lord.
I guess the next question is like, what booze are you bringing to the studio? Because if I have to deal with it, I already told you like, I'm not going to be present for the recording if I do have to witness those het shenanigans, but perhaps I can be convinced to return if there are sufficient booze.
Knowing me, I'll probably have,
treats.
You know.
Snacks.
Something. Some snacks. I don't know. There's this new flavor of mead I've been wanting to try, so maybe I'll bring that.
You
and then
meads.
Also the
very
app.
Unlistered.
You know, I could get somebody to send us booze and deliver it.
Probably some candy. That's probably like candy, like little sweets and sour. Sometimes they cheer me up. That might be a way to distract from the awful, awful things that I might be forced to witness. But okay, so let me try to look at this from another angle before I completely abandon this line of thought because it hurts me so. So you've pointed out that Eve putting on that jacket, which I previously just saw her putting on the jacket and erase the man. So what if this maybe indicates, because it's the leather, that she's just done something fucked up? This is what I'm going to try to hold on to, that she has just manipulated this man, that whatever she's doing is to some greater end that has nothing to do with actually wanting to hop on his knob, but everything to do with, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get what I want.
Right, whatever that is.
Whatever that is to do with the 12. Because as you pointed out, she didn't look satisfied, which why would she be? She didn't look happy or thrilled. She didn't look like her world was just rocked, transformed, turned upside down. And so perhaps she was doing something else. Perhaps she was trying to get information out of him. Perhaps he is affiliated with, I guess I could say the 12, because the 12 has been such an underachieving crime syndicate. But any thoughts on why they have that shot of her putting on the jacket? Do you think she's doing something very Eve Pilastri in terms of what we've seen of Eve past? Or is this insight into a newer version of Eve Pilastri in which Dark Eve is at a higher level, rising to a higher level?
Well, we normally do get to see Eve looking into a mirrored, reflective surface when she is, you know, reaching within herself to switch from, I was about to say, from defense to attack, but more like, to channel, to focus. So this is Eve saying almost like to herself, remember what you're here for. I know it was gross. I know it was disgusting. knows Repulsa. But, you know, I'm sorry you had to see that, God. Eve. Like, Eve's talking to Mirror Eve. Eve, I'm sorry you had to do that. Like,
I hope so, girl. Talk to me, too.
Oof. So that is my hope, that is Eve just trying to say, remember why we're here. Keep your eyes on the prize. It'll be over soon.
Keep hope alive.
Right, right.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. So while I was taken down low by this revelation from Terrence, I am back up, hoping that the end result of it, that look, is Missandei based, and she ultimately doesn't give a single fucking damn about Fo Jafari or his feelings.
How dare they play my face like that?
Who's they?
Whoever said, you know what, we should cast someone who sort of looks just my... like... Right, that is troublesome.
Looks like he could be a cousin, a brother, a lover. That's rude. But that's just because some people who date look alike. That's all. That's why I said that. Do you remember the episode of Broad City?
Wait, which?
Where she was dating the girl who looked just like her. They both had curly hair.
Stop!
And she couldn't see it. She couldn't.
Well, you know, that's...
Alana couldn't see it because, you know, sometimes narcissism works
right,
that way.
Right.
And
right.
So it wasn't until Abby was like, you know, you guys are a heck of a lot. Like the hair, like everything about it. And then once she realized she couldn't unsee it, and then they no longer were having the sex. But before she saw it, all the sex, they were like, this is perfect. And it's like, yeah, you're in love with you. Like, this is what's happening.
Lord.
So Mo Jafari and Fo Jafari could be lovers in another verse.
Oh, you mean the ancestral plane? Because Mo's dead, and actually, Fo is about to go the ways of Mo. So... Actually,
I'm sorry. I forgot that Mo was no longer with us temporarily. That's my bad. In the ancestral plane is correct.
My ghost, Sharice. Like, I just want to have I want to have, you know, one uninterrupted, you know, moment of some version of pleasure. And I'm not going to be able to get it with a dead boo, right? Like, and then Fo?
Not with Fo, no Mo.
I would never claim Fo in public.
No, Fo should not be claimed in public by anyone. And that's why at least Eve is in private. She's in a van.
Right.
She's in that room.
Right.
Don't let anybody, especially Villanelle, see what the fuck you're up to, Eve Pilastri. You know, Lauda really needs to give. And frankly, she already has with that dress. And I will have to remember that. I will have to make a list about what has Laura done for you. So every time I want to curse her, every time I want to send up an ancestral prayer to strike her down, that I remember. There's the back shot. There's the scar. That it's not all bad, Candace. She's that it's not all bad. It's not all bad.
Right.
It's not all bad. You love Lauda. Love her. It's not all bad.
Then we get a Villanelle. I want to say...
She's back in white.
She's back in white.
Over that cauldron of Christianity. And it looks like there's holy water in there. But wait, do people dunk their faces in holy water?
I feel
like
that's not what you do. I thought it was a sprinkle, but usually it's babies.
No, I feel like maybe she didn't do what she was supposed to. Like, I feel
I agree.
But also, isn't the priest supposed to be the one to just dunk? Always? Or just...
Right.
It's a little like flash, a little splash.
Right. It's a little... Right.
Just a little dot.
Unless, like...
Or, you know, something like this.
Right.
Like, you guys can't see, but it's minuscule.
Right.
Now, that's not to say that I've not seen baptisms or I'm not aware of baptisms if people get fucking dunked. We know in the South, they literally take your ass to the river, down by the river, and you are in and out of that river. There are cauldrons in churches. People have used jacuzzis, pools. There's all kinds of things. I just feel like Villanelle was baptizing herself, and that's not the way it works. I feel like somebody's supposed to help you.
Right.
But she threw her face in that water like, this is how you do it? I just feel like the priest is on the side like,
girl.
No. No, it's not. Do you think it was holy water?
Yes.
Right. So that just right. It's like, do you want backwash in holy water? I don't think so, Villanelle. I don't think that's how it's supposed to work. Anyway, after that, aren't we back to Carolyn at dinner?
She's applauding something. So I don't know. She
laughing said, hysterically.
Right. So someone said something, and she probably was like, "Oh, that's a laugh."
Like, it looks like a full of shit laugh. Right. It looks like you're about to get murked laugh for sure. And that's why I was hoping that it was the Fo Jafari. Because that fork thing is the opposite angle shot. And it also looks to be at a restaurant. And so I'm like, this could be the same restaurant. And hopefully he's meeting with Carolyn and not Eve after a shag. Because that's the last thing I fucking need is him and Eve at dinner. Please, spare me.
Carolyn's like, Eve will be sleeping with me from now on. So your services are no longer required.
Please, thank you. Thank you for the reference back to my muse.
And then the next cut is Eve in the backseat with a passenger. And she's on the offensive. Eve pounces on this passenger, goes for the neck.
Oh, my dear, it's the lady in red.
She's attacking Rhiannon.
No, not Rhiannon. Helene.
Wait.
Helene.
Wow.
I paused it. That's the lady in red.
Oh.
I can pull it up. I was going to wait to see if you identified Helene when we were taking our little notes on the trailer, but it's definitely her. And so I'm happy to be the one to break it to you. Because what is awesome about this scene is that Eve is in a car with the lady in red and she lunges to choke that bitch out. Which makes me wonder, is this after the machete forest scene? Because if she got confirmation that the lady in red was like, okay, I've had enough of Eve Pilastri's shit, just take this bitch out, she sends an assassin to take her out. It doesn't work. And then Eve, because she's Eve, finds out where the lady in red is, or they end up in the same car. She's like, bitch, we gonna handle this. Because you know what I like to do is
she's there to pick up the assassin and Eve gets in the back instead of the assassin. Okay.
But what's fucked up is that I want a girl fight. And it's so fucked up because I know Eve would lose. Now, unless Eve has been working out, and it looks like she's been working out, I hope in addition to her jogging, she's been doing pull-ups like I recommended through the TV screen when she lost that fight to Villanelle. But I feel like if all my fanfic and just my headcanons about the Lady in Red are correct, that Eve is going to get on that choke out and then just like immediately flipped. Immediately. Mm-hmm. She blinks and she's like, oh, wait a minute. Why is a knife at my throat?
Right.
Girl, am I bleeding? Oh, shit. What happened? And then maybe Villanelle appears like, it's not what we do. Okay, I've totally delved into fan fiction. That's Helene, baby. She has a very distinctive profile. So you see that is her. And it looks like she was on some bullshit. And Eve says, catch this choke out. So just the fact that Eve is in whatever space she's in, that she is lunging at someone like the lady in red. She is lunging at Helene in a car and she has put her hands around her throat. I love that scene already. I love it for me. I love it for Eve. I love it for Villanelle, wherever she is. I hope she can see it. I hope she hears about it. Because that's the type of reckless Eve energy that I love. The energy that makes no sense. Because absolutely, this makes no sense. Just from what you know about the reputation of Lady in Red, this makes no sense. She probably got a mini gun like my grandma used to have in a garter. But Eve still does it. And that's what I love. That is that Pilastri vibe that I love. Nonsensical, queer, chaotic energy.
And it's probably the fact that she knows that Eve can't really hurt her that she allows her to even get as
she
close as she
enjoyed
does.
It. She's
that
probably like,
too,
you smell good.
What you call violence, I call foreplay.
She's like, choke me again, Eve. She's like, wait a minute. Are you getting pleasure? Well, me too. But, but I did not think you two were getting pleasure. I thought I was just getting my murder. Oh my God.
And then we get another hard cut, and it's Villanelle back in the disheveled suit. So this must be the same day when she was talking with Martin. Maybe she's still in Martin's office. Who knows?
I think that's fair to potentially assume, especially with the theory of all of these scenes are primarily from 1 to 3 episodes at max. And so maybe that's later that day. But it definitely looks like they're in Martin's office or outside his office and something has gone on.
Yes.
Something has taken place that has led Villanelle to cover her mouth with her hands and step back in shock. So are we thinking that Martin is dead? Did he just get murked?
Did they take out Martin? Well, they brought him back to take him out. Well, I mean, no one really hated Martin. But I mean, if he needed to go... I guess the secrets die with him, technically.
What secrets?
Well,
you know he has notes also, probably in his desk somewhere. He's probably got a fucking tape recorder somewhere.
Oof. Well, yeah.
Usually psychologists, psychiatrists, they keep files. They're like, look, my file of all this stuff here. So I just feel like the file for Eve Pilastri is intense.
She has her own cabinet. Yes.
Oh. Carolyn has her own cabinet. Quiet as it's kept, because he's known about Carolyn for a minute. He's like, the way you never listen to my recommendations, though, like, do you want to come in for a meeting? Because literally, I feel like he spent his whole career giving Carolyn recommendations that she has holistically ignored. Eve is getting too close to Villanelle. We got to pull the plug on the operation. She was like, okay, so let's send the girls into phase 3. It's literally what she does.
And with Carolyn fresh on my mind, this next hard cut has me hoping. Now, I know I may not get it.
What? Not Carolyn on the motorcycle.
I know I may not get it.
I think it's
Villanelle.
Or Unknown Assassin. Or Lady in Red.
No, yeah. Those are more likely. Villanelle feeling free
on
a motorcycle.
But a lady on a motorcycle? You know I love motorcycles. So I'm
even if it's like behind body it. Double random and then like when the bike stops, it's Carolyn. Whatever you do.
No, I would take that.
Right. Whatever you do.
And then I think we're back to that unknown assassin laughing in sort of club or cafe or whatever. Some place with a booth.
Right. Best case sports bar, worst case
sports bar. Well, she is in a jersey. She is in somebody's jersey. I do not remember whose jersey, but it's definitely a sports jersey. Hopefully she just killed a man and that's why she's just in there laughing, all happy and shit, because she just murked
somebody. Maybe her first murk, or, you know.
Come on, wait a minute,
no, the
Mr. Pulastri.
One on first the clock.
I feel like this is an assassin that's been killing for some time.
It makes sense.
And speaking of flashing back to vintage Villanelle performances, this next scene was giving me Fushtuk. It was giving ball clamp. It was giving when she left her first note to be like, hey, Eve, I know that you exist. Because she left Eve Pilastri's fucking name at that place where she was crushing balls. No. Hot Medica. I believe that's what it was called, Hot Medica.
Yeah.
Because in this scene, Villanelle's in her beach outfit with some old dude doing violence because he's screaming. His nose looks like it's busted up. Maybe she hit him in the fucking face. And I want to say she cut his dick off. I don't know. But there was an arm raise. There was a slashing, like, you know, like a slice. And shout out once again to the Killing Eve Foley team. I know that that slice will be accurate as hell. I don't know y'all had to slice to get the slice, but I know that you guys will fucking serve. And I hope you get another Emmy for your fucking sound design in series 4. But what do you think she's slicing? She could be slicing an arm. She could be slicing a finger. My Masandra's ass jumped to the member, but it's maybe not. I just feel like the last time she was with an old dude and we couldn't see the lower part, it's because she was doing something nefarious.
If she's not in the immediate region, she's definitely loosening flesh. And blood is runneth. Runnething. Oh.
Blood runneth over. It does.
But on another hand, maybe it's not a kill. Maybe she's there investigating. Or I don't know. Like, she's searching for something. I don't know why
she's
there.
She added that to her skills of, like, stalking and killing, investigating.
I mean, maybe she's there because Eve wanted her there for something. And then maybe the guy woke up.
Is she still following? She's still being led.
Because, yeah, she is still being led. And then the guy woke up with her still in there. And then she panicked and does what she does. And then
slice,
maybe that's that.
Dice.
And maybe that's why she's in Martin's office after the fact. It's like, look, I didn't really want to kill.
So now we think, I did. Potentially, or in your muse, you're putting forth the possibility that she sees Martin after she murks this man or abuses him in some way.
Yes. And maybe while she's finishing, maybe his male attendant comes and she's like, Lord, now I gotta cover this up. And then she has to kill him because she said two people, right? That she killed two people, even though
she
tried really
hard
not to. She
does say tomorrow she killed two.
So if
what if one of them is a hottie with a body? But it's very possible. It's extremely possible.
That better be off screen.
She could. On screen?
Off screen.
Oh, right. Like the humps and pumps. Keep it off screen because I already feel prematurely upset for that hottie with a body, but she could have easily. I just had the most ridiculous thought. None of it makes any sense. But let's flash back for a second to Villanelle's biblical fantasies.
Okay.
Or at least what she indicated to that woman.
I'm going to call you
that
Eve.
Was role playing with her. Right. So what if Hottie with the Body is trying to say something about actual Eve in the Eden, which gets the right and then wrong response from Villanelle, which then leads to her being murked? And here's another question. If the hottie with a body is marked, is it in the church? Is it by the altar? Or is it outside, potentially in the forest, with the youth group that I've invented?
Oh, you mean, where is this hottie found?
Right. So,
found
if,
is...
so do you think Villanelle kills the hottie? Is she one of the two that goes down that she says she didn't want to do? Is she one of them? And two, if she is, where does she do it? In the church or outside the church?
Well, I'm going to hope that she's just someone who gets a cameo and is gone. Because a lot of people have survived trysts with Villanelle. Thank you for the sex even before the sex.
Thing one, thing two. Absolutely.
Right. So sometimes you're just there to scratch an itch. And let's hope that that is all this person is there for. However, if this person decides to say things about, you can't possibly know that about Eve.
Oh, the Eve first of all, mind your business, hottie with a body.
Right,
who asked you?
Right. If there's some overstepping in which Villanelle then has to defend her lady's honor, and it results in someone not being able to back up what they were just preaching off of their high horse and pedestal, then I don't know, maybe she's found in the church, and not only in the church, but face in the holy water.
That was a lot, but you know what? I'll take it, because we absolutely have no idea what's going on. And everything is, of course, possible.
Love this trailer. And then there's another hard cut, and this time Fo Jafari's got even a headlock. So Trouble in Fake Paradise, I don't know, whatever this is.
Maybe
Eve is choking.
Training her. It's an option, so I said it. Maybe they're practicing play fighting Or maybe it's toxic het foreplay. I don't know how that works. I don't engage in toxic het foreplay, but maybe that's what it looks like. Are they cosplaying? Is this real life? Is she about to kill this man in broad daylight?
I don't know. What's
you know? I wanted Villanelle to kill him. I feel like that's one of that's a muse I wrote down for myself, that I want Villanelle to take out Foe Jafari. Regardless of whether or not Eve does it, I would be pleased to see Villanelle take out Foe Jafari with prejudice. Like, you know, like she doesn't feel bad about it. She's not thinking later, oh my God, did I kill him? Should I have done it? Like, she's like, of the kills that I've been unsure of, this is the one I've been the most sure of, Eve, because I let your man Nico live. I did that because I didn't want to fuck things up with you. But this guy, he can go.
He was like, I don't know how they do things in Canada, but I'm going to need you to ease up.
He's trying to pick it right. He said, girl, I don't know where this misandry jock came from, but let me try to lock you up. And hopefully Eve was like, bitch, I've been to class. Oh. I took a Muay Thai. I took fucking Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I know how to do something. Because honestly, and I've said that to you, that women who wrestle or like learn how to use their legs, like women generally have really strong legs. And you know, a lot of dudes out there with chicken legs, but bitches out here with thighs of steel.
It's true.
And so if you can figure out how to use your legs to your advantage, you can fuck up many a man who is not just your size, but much larger than you. Get them on lock, hold them real tight, boom, and then it's to your discretion what happens afterwards.
Well, if I had my way, Foe Jafari doesn't last beyond episode 3, but I know that they might keep him in longer.
Oh my God.
I feel like he is someone who is getting lines, especially if he got deadlined in an article. He's probably there for a few episodes, which is annoying, to say the least. The absolute least. And my hope is that when he does go down, that it is an Eve. Maybe this is Eve proving, I don't know. Maybe he served
his
purpose.
That's your top preference, Eve?
Maybe Eve's mission is accomplished, and maybe Eve, right, is just extricates herself. Maybe she's gone. Villanelle doing it would be delicious, though. Or Carolyn. But Carolyn, I don't know if Carolyn cares enough. Unless
but
this
what
is
emotionally for you, who hits the most? Carolyn, Eve, or Villanelle to take out Foe Jafari?
Depends on how they have structured Foe Jafari within the context of the story. What if he serves as like the dude in the safe house who is Garden Frank? What if this is like Eve's...
Wait, but I liked him. Well, the one who like he wanted to bang?
What I mean is, what if this is... What if this is... This Elena's present. What if Elena's present is somebody to really watch Eve's back, who she didn't know it would have went the direction
well,
that it went.
In that scene that you forced me to notice, his back was turned to Eve. Right. So it didn't look like he was watching a single damn thing.
Right.
Sadly. It looked like he was counting Sadly. Sheep off his 20 seconds of exertion that he just did.
And maybe Eve, you know, was saying things about she doesn't need him anymore or whatever. He's probably on his you couldn't last the day without me stuff. And maybe that's what causes Eve to level up to be like I said, your services are no longer required. And he's out the paint.
Oh, man. You gave him till episode 3, and I'm saying episode 1. Now, that may not be realistic, but at the same time, have I seen Eve with a bunch of outfits with this dude? No, I've seen like 2.
No, that's
and
true.
So I don't know if that trench coat counts, because I'm like, she could have put that over something else.
That's
and
true.
So right now, I'm going with 2. And even though I'm saying 1 episode, I'm like, 2 scenes in 1 episode. And get this motherfucker out of my life. But okay, all right.
And then after that cut, we have Villanelle hugging Constantin. Just a very short scene, so I'm guessing, I don't know, there's some sort of resolution that happens there. I'm not forgetting
all of these are actually extremely short. They're like barely a second, because right. at the end of the trailer, they're just jumping around. Jump, 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 jump. And if you're not paying attention, you will miss those things, because you definitely can miss the Constantin hug from a probable Villanelle, given the back shot. And who else is trying to hug this motherfucker? Like, who else is happy to see Constantin but ridiculous Villanelle? Which, why? Because I remember Constantin looking for help and you being like, girl, this is entertainment for me. I'm not helping you, because actually you're full of lies. You're full of lies. And you have fucked me over. But we're someplace in this show where she's hugging Constantin. Why is that? And is she playing Constantin? Like, is she really happy to see him, or is she on some other shit? Is she still asking Constantin for advice? Why are we doing that, Villanelle? His life is completely upended. His daughter doesn't respect him. So realistically, I feel like the only person who he still potentially has respect from, if this is what they've decided to do, it's Villanelle. Because we know it's not Adina. Mm. Adina was like, fuck you. And by the way, we got no closure on Adina. And so if they bother to show us Constantin but not talk to us about what happened with murderous ass Adina, that'll be weird to me. Because
agreed.
I really feel like Constantin could have been X the fuck out last season, and it would have worked fine narratively for Carolyn and other stuff, do other things, but he's still here. And so I'm just trying to figure out, where do we go with Constantine? Is he just going to appear within the context of Villanelle? Or just Carolyn? Or just the 12? Or are we dealing once again with the Danita shit? Like, what are we doing?
Oof. Questions and answers. And the hope is that he doesn't have many lines. Hopefully this was all filming the...
Not you saying Cambodia. No lines. No.
Just less lines, because...
No,
the
less lines
than
last series. For right. Sure. For sure.
And then after that, it's another cut to Eve and Villanelle. We are back by the aquarium, by the fish tank, and Eve
slaps her. Eve slaps her. You watch it enough times, and the continuity is doing something weird, because Eve definitely slaps her with her right hand.
Uh-huh.
But then Villanelle's getting slapped on her right cheek. And I'm like, something about the math is not happening, editors. What has happened here? And so maybe it's just a continuity issue. It's a panini. They were shooting during the panini. So maybe there was just an error, which just happened. It's not a Starbucks cup in a Game of Thrones medieval scene, but these things happen. It's usually a Tyler Perry-ism, but it is here on the BBC from Sid Gentle Films. Now, do you think this is something that will remain in the edit, or this is something they did for the trailer? Because it's possible to use things for a trailer that just move quicker because you're trying to keep something a certain time than what will actually be in the final cut. But do you think this fucked up slap? The slap from literally you flip the metaverse and you're on one side of the universe when Eve does the slap. You're on another side of the universe when Villanelle receives a slap. Do you think it will stay this way in the final cut?
I think someone's going to reverse it. There has to be a way.
Mirror the frame?
Yeah.
I don't know if that works, but maybe. Maybe. Like, visually, I don't know if that will work with how the scene is set up, because I don't remember what stuff was happening on the side, but everything gets flipped. So unless the frame is, like, basic, like, oh, here's white and just whatever, you will see. It'll be too noticeable.
Right.
To,
like, why
to
is the fish
like
tank
that.
Flipped? Or do I see what you're saying now? Wow. Well, I guess, yeah, this will just
we'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
We will see.
Do we think that Eve is trying to get her payback for what happened in Rome? She was like, girl, the way I never forgot the way you slapped me in Rome, because Eve did get slapped.
She did.
And remember, there were many fans who were like, what the fuck? And valid.
I personally was...
Not every relationship is helped by someone slapping them in the face. I'll just say some people are into being slapped. And other people, it's the worst thing you could do.
And then there was series 3, where, you know, they met on the bus as she was texting her husband.
Lots of slaps.
Who was ignoring her. And that was because he was, you know, his phone was removed. But
so is this like a confirmed kink? A confirmed villainy kink? Because a lot of slaps have been had.
Yes.
And the vapors have not reduced. In fact, they've increased for these ladies.
The slaps were the language of love, because Eve had, she had no words. It was...
But also, do we think that Eve is out of fucks to give? Because Eve didn't feel like a slapper. Like, she would just get up and slap Villanelle in her fucking face, series 1. By the time we get to the end of series 2, while she's bleeding the fuck out, she's a slapper. Like, she's bleeding out, but she's a slapper, right?
I mean, because at that point,
that's
right.
That's the bus. Right. That's the bus. Right. She saw Villanelle. She drank in that image and was like, ooh. Fuck, you still looking good in the suit and everything? And not you smirking. Not you walking up to me with a smirk. And then, of course, Villanelle's like, hi, Eve. And it set the bitch off.
So it's weird. Off. A slap to me, because, you know, everybody uses them differently. A smack is an act of passion. You demand satisfaction when you slap someone.
Oh.
So you reserve those moments of demanding satisfaction for those you feel strongly about in the moment. So whether that is it's misdirected love, it's short-circuiting frustration, whatever it is, that slap is like, you are trying to reset the room, you're trying to reset the conversation, you're trying to just reset, like,
no, you, that's valid. Right, that's
so,
valid.
Like, that's like, you're coming at me in a way that you should not be, and maybe you just need a quick refresher.
A quick reminder
as to who I am. And why you think that this
was
okay.
Right.
So.
No, yeah. Facts.
So, yeah. So maybe that's just their way of saying you're not getting it. Whatever the
never
it is.
Never gonna get it.
No. Whatever it is.
Exactly.
Right.
We still don't know where Eve lies on that, because they haven't discussed said slap. And the way that it was done in the show, you could totally say it was for shock and awe and whatever. But I feel like the slap from Eve was a petty slap. Even though it comes from across the universe with how it's actually shown, I do believe it relates to something that happened in before. The time jump. Because again, that whole bit of energy that Eve has with her, it just feels really off. Like Villanelle's automatically, she's coming straight from the nunnery and she's getting on her knees. She's on her knees and she's trying to prove something to you, and you still slapped as hell. So what did she do? What did you guys talk about? What has led to this? What is the gay drama and trauma?
Did she choose God over you?
No comment. I don't have a comment for that.
I mean, don't. as far as gay jaunts go, I've had someone leave me for God. So like that's a thing that does happen.
Wait, to be with the cloth, like celibate, or just like to leave the gay lifestyle?
I like feel out like here God conversion is, camps. Right. God
oh
is
dear.
Saying yeah. that these delights will lead to tremendous hellfire. I'll be cast down.
Oh,
to
so these are the gays. These are the gays that think they can turn it off. That you can pray away the gay.
Well,
pray
yeah.
away well. The gay. You cannot. Steph, why is he? But some people try. To me, that shit's wild. Like I told you lots of years ago, I met my first friend who was in conversion, like a conversion camp, and he was from the South. And you know, South is fucked up. That's where you got them Pentecostals and those Baptists, and they can be some of the worst when it comes to bigotry and homophobia in a church. And he was sent more than once, and naturally it didn't work. It was just like the stories he told. I was like, okay, this is sinister. And how more people don't just like find these places and light them on fire. Like teenage anarchist me would just like, the church is burning. Yes, I did it. It was me.
Anyone, yeah, right. Anyone surviving a camp like that after being disowned by their family because they were taught by the religion that they were born into that those things were not of the God that they serve and worship. It's like some matters are relic in nature and traditions, yes, can be respected for what purpose they served at that time. But these are new days. This is a new age.
New days, new age.
So, yeah, if people can't get with the new program, I'm sorry for you. You're going to be surrounded by a lot of debauchery then, unfortunately.
Debauchery. Debauchery is one of my favorite words. In college? Because no. I engaged in it frequently. But what else was... What? I mean, that's... You know what? Life was begging for me to engage in debauchery. I simply obliged. Terrence, I wasn't... I can't
and that's fair.
Thank you. I can't be blamed.
So after the slapdown is a title card.
It says, Killing Eve! In addition to the flowers, this is where we get the little bus. If y'all look up at the top of the frame, I'm sure someone else has noticed it because I know that with the Killing Eve fans, the people have gone frame by frame, taken microscopes, zoomed the fuck all the way into the very last pixel to be like, yes, I see the clues here. And so I'm sure other people saw that double-decker bus, but it looks like the bus from the kids. It's just hovering in the flowers. And I don't know why they chose to do that, but maybe it's like a clue. It's a sign.
So why do you suppose that they went with this floral with the candle setup versus everything sort of being in flames like they've been doing with sort of the teasers?
Oh, it's you like, have sent me those videos.
It's
Can
like
you
they,
put one of them up for me to take a quick look at before I answer that?
If I could get the official account on one. There. I know that they did one for like the tulle dress. They just random different things that just sort of set on fire as sort of a hint at promo to come. Lots of stills, more stills. Oh, that's a random thing to notice. When she's hugging Constantine, those pants, I guess, were they confirmed as Loewe pants?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what Loewe has in this series.
The scooty bike, well, whatever those pants are, pattern.
Oh my God, the mobility scooter was not in the trailer.
It was not.
Okay, you fucking hoes. I see y'all.
All right. But that pattern of those pants was on her arm when she went to hug Constantine. So I'm guessing this is, I don't know, a lick their wounds Villanelle seeing Constantine after the fact of something.
Excellent noticing there. I did not notice that. I noticed there was some colorful shit going on and it made me think of the outfit Constantine had on that was way too cool for school for him. Just looking like a hip old man. Do you remember when they were in Amsterdam? And
Lord,
he had that fucking couture.
Yes.
All right. Right. That's what it reminded
so
me of.
So this one says it was his 2 months. But again, it's just items and they're on fire.
Okay.
And
so that looks like the collar shit from that
actually,
religious
right,
stuff.
Her Shakespeare.
That
right.
Show
right.
me the next. Show me the other one.
And this is them promoting candles. That's fine and nice that you have candles. But guess what? We have candles too.
Okay. This is the burning of the tulle dress.
Right.
Right. Okay. All right.
And then sort of this is how they were just sort of
and was
doing
there was
promos.
There a third one?
So I'm guessing this is a collection of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're doing them back to back. Are those the postcards? Okay, yeah, those are postcards burning, but it looks to be the ones Villanelle gets, right? When she's getting a job, a murder, someone she has to kill.
So if anything, yes, they do represent work, maybe previous work, previous employment. Maybe that means the 12 and setting the 12 on fire.
Is that a helmet? I can't quite see.
Let's see.
So no, go back a couple seconds. That looks like a motorcycle helmet. No,
maybe that's
a motorcycle
helmet that she had on when she was pretending to be a cop, right, and she shot
right
the person in the backseat of Carolyn's
that's what I'm
car
thinking,
when
because
Mo
it
was
looks,
in it.
It looks to be symbols or like, you know, souvenirs of some of the biggest moments in Killing Eve that explain our characters and what they're doing or what they want. Okay, so now that you've said this, you were asking me what do I think the relevance is between the burning and
right, like
the flowers?
Why would they jump from, because these things getting set on fire, that's, this could have been what they've done with like a title card, but now we're getting the right, the purple flowers with green instead of the stuff on fire.
Okay. What if the burning, because there's a number of ways, right, that we could think about burning from people who are burned to, you know, obviously you have the one side of it, which is like horrible, patriarchal, misogyny, burning women. But then you have the other side of it of releasing of a soul, cremation, a number of indigenous cultures that, you know, for as long as we know that people on the planet Earth have used fire as a way to cleanse a body or transition someone into a presumed next dimension. One of my favorite scenes is Six Feet Under, after all the drama happens and they just decide, instead of selling everything, to burn everything. It's like when I burned all my furniture at that one loft I was in the Circus Place because I felt like I need to do it. And so I feel like burning can be cathartic. Like it can just be like a release of something. And so maybe that's what that's about. I'm not getting the impression that this is being burnt to be lost. A twisted way of giving homage to something important to you. Because burning is destruction, but it's also beautiful. Fire is beautiful. You know, perhaps another parallel potentially we can take from fire in these previews, teasers, what have you, is potentially a bit of the symbolism that appears in the French film Portrait of a Lady on Fire, in which fire is a device that's used to explain and amplify the characterizations of the women. Mm. And in the film, spoilers, I guess, I don't know. Artistic spoilers, because what am I even saying? A scene in the film where a character's dress catches on fire and ultimately leads to the few seconds that are evocative of the title, Portrait of a Lady on Fire, and what does the symbolism mean in the film? And I feel like one of the ways people can take it is that, you know, if this dress that she's wearing, the clothes that she's wearing are symbolic of the oppressive het life that she's being steered towards, and the burning of that potentially represents their relationship, the passion there, the destruction of the oppressive regime that heterosexuality is represented in this dress,
okay,
the patriarchy, whatever. I don't know. I could just be talking shit. But I just wanted to mention it because that is a recent sapphic property which uses fire as a character piece for relationship between two ladies that potentially has some parallels here, whether it's intentional from the creatives or just things that we can read into as watchers and fans to enhance this experience of the final series of Killing Eve. Your thoughts?
Well, to find sapphic themes in a trailer with two leading ladies, it seems like people want us to inject as much passion as we are able, that we can ruminate over. The hope is that there is follow through. And it's more than just the text that we've already understood. That it's more than, you know, these glances of longing. And that it's more than we've ever seen. That things are more direct. That things are specific. That things are. It's not things that are being plucked out of the air. It's because literally this moment you see it, it is in front of us. Mm. It is plain.
And you know, interestingly enough, or perhaps it's just coincidence, but the other major juxtaposition in Portrait of a Lady on Fire, since we've brought it up, is water. Many shots by the sea, by the water. And
yes,
I'd say that in and of itself has symbolism in the film. But I had been talking to you, and I don't know if it means anything at all, but I'm just like, there's a lot of water in Killing Eve Series 4 from what we can see so far.
From the photos of people on the boat. Is the ship docked? Who knows?
Right? You know, you go back to the blue and my bullshit and my chart of blue, red, purple. What does it all mean? It could be a lot. It could be nothing. But it intrigues me. I will say that. And perhaps another way to look at the fire, if you take from A Portrait of a Lady on Fire in the teasers, is potentially the fire itself symbolizes Villanelle and Eve, that they together are this thing that has transformed, eroded, changed, morphed, whatever, this thing that was once this and now it is brand new because Villanelle and Eve exist as an entity.
I see. Yeah, it's like I can get maybe the two of them together. Maybe they're both elements. Maybe they're the water and the fire. Maybe they're...
What's that song? with, I know you know what I'm talking about, Rick James and T.R.A.
Fire. Yes. Yes.
And Desire.
Right.
I'm sorry, listeners. If you have no reference for that, please Google.
But yes.
First of all, he does that monologue at the beginning of the song.
Oh, he does.
It's really good to see you again, right. Baby. I must admit, you're looking very, very nice these days. I guess life must be treating you well. Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing, you know. But what about that first line that is so Villanelle?
Oh, the singing part.
Right, the singing part.
Okay. He said, remember when I used to love
and leave them.
Lord.
That's what I used to do. And it's like, Villanelle, that's you. Mm-hmm. That's literally you.
Use and
abuse them.
Then I laid eyes on you. It was pain before pleasure.
You were cold as ice, baby. And that's Eve when she spun after the booby bump.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't.
She said, I wasn't very nice. I know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We know. We all know. So I don't even know what to say to y'all about
then
this.
Then I kissed your lips and you turned on my fire, baby.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I wasn't very nice. So if you're wondering if Terrence and I could perform this at karaoke, we could.
Yeah, we could.
We could. But sadly, we're in a panini. So the only place that karaoke is happening is right here on a podcast with y'all. I would apologize for our ridiculousness, but I'm not really sorry because I am totally adding Fire and Desire to the ever-expanding Villain Eve, Killing Eve playlist that we have amassed on Apple Music that breaks down our favorite tunes from episode to episode of every series. And I'm frankly very excited that the first song that I guess we're officially adding to the Series 4 playlist is Fire and Desire.
I like it.
Not the brain cell. Well, looks like we're sharing. You know what? It's because we did the duet.
Yeah.
Now we are in the drift. We are both in the drift, and it's what's happening. But I feel like someone employed by Killing Eve is trying to do like levels to things. Like it's not just a superficial, what you see is what you get, but perhaps there's layers behind the intention, there's thought behind what they're doing. And so I feel like fire is a cleansing source. And maybe that's in line with the whole theories I've had behind the purple and the fact that there are flowers there, rebirth, regrowth. What type of regrowth are we doing? Okay. Rejuvenation of some kind. But yeah, because I don't think fire is necessarily bad. And I don't think burning things is necessarily bad. That you could burn something you like and it still means something good or important or positive to you. And that the burning itself is like some sort of act of something, some sort of spiritual act, some sort of emotional act, some sort of paying of homage, some sort of potential deification. Or making something special, just depending on how you're looking at it. And so that's the feeling I get. Or it could be something as basic as, they're hot and passionate, so let's burn it. I don't know. I don't know who was in the meetings for Killing Eve. But for now, I'm just going to choose my various interpretations, which don't all necessarily make sense, but they kind of do. What are you thinking the fire represents?
I just like that you didn't say, what if somebody behind Killing Eve is an NFT bro? And they're just burn the originals. We got the NFTs, so we don't need these anymore. We own it. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. We did say that, so it's true. Anything is possible. And are we finally to the end of this motherfucking trailer we have discussed for 2 hours, or however long we've been in here discussing? Because it's the final shot.
The final shot
after the title card of Eve.
Where are they? I don't know. I want to say aquarium.
The blue, the fish, again, we don't know. We don't know how it's all coming together, what it all means, but there are waves and vibes and themes. There are themes happening here that perhaps will make more sense, but once again, we are by water. Once again, this water is contained. It's not flowing free, like it's doing in other scenes, but is there not some sort of parallel happening between contained water and free water in the ocean? Or maybe that's just me doing what I do when I'm thinking about Killing Eve and all kinds of theories that can exist. But Eve is wearing her leather jacket, is she not?
She is. So
isn't she posted up looking smug? Like she's leaning back.
It must be the same day.
Like she just had a drink, posted up looking smug.
Right. She's like, so when does the show start?
So I'm like, does she choke a bitch before or after? Do you choke
Well, after. When she was choking Helene, she was in the parka.
Right, but is it? Oh, but we don't know what precedes. We don't even know why she's putting the parka on. Okay, okay. So that would actually be hilarious if she is seeing Helene after she already tried to choke a bitch in her parka. And whatever happens, happens, and it ends. And so Helene is like, I already know what you want because I underestimated you. Because we have those conversations with her and Dasha where clearly they were like, yo, what is up with this Eve Balastri? Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like she got to see the shit real up close. And she was like,
Dasha definitely saw it.
So when she hears the voice, like, so when does the show start? She's like, oh, my, not this bitch. Not this. My interns, they never. Why is everyone just always coming directly to me? Like, why is there never a person in between me and
command.
One of these bitches? Like,
chain
right,
of command.
Chain of command. Hello, bodyguard. Where you at? Oh, you on the floor? Oh, wow. Wow. Hey, Eve. How are you? How are you? Mm-hmm. She looked like she was eating a dessert. And so also the musing side of me was like, is the next dessert Eve Balastri? I just had to get it out. I had to.
So when does the show start? Right now.
Bow, I feel like Helene is into her. Because Helene is definitely a woman impressed by women who are dangerous and do whatever the fuck they want. Mm-hmm. Because whoever you were before you were in the 12, I already know you was on some bullshit. I already know you can relate to Villanelle and Eve. And so there's got to be a side of you that giggles when you see other women behaving badly and they're so much in the bullshit and the ridiculous and the queerness that they cannot get themselves together because that's even Villanelle. Like, they are so much in their own bullshit that they can't even get their shit together long enough to just hold a job like everybody else. You can't just take the jobs, Villanelle. You can't just kill bitches because now you got all this bullshit. Eve, you can't do anything anyone tells you to do. MI5 told you to do shit, you didn't do it correctly, or rather, the way they wanted. MI6 was like, do it this way, and you were like, no. And then you got fired by MI6, and you're still doing whatever you want.
Right.
Working for the bitter pill, sleeping on the couch, whatever you want. I just imagined Bear's face when he was like...
What's that smell?
Lord. Disturbing.
And then, yes, that concludes this trailer. Says February 27th. But then afterwards, it says streamed first two episodes only on AMC Plus.
Yeah, that's weird.
And
that's
I'm
strange. I don't understand that.
Do I buy my thing now? Do I look now? I don't want to look now.
Are we prepared? But I feel like when we... No, it's definitely not there now. If it was there now, we would know. Like, there would be a disturbance in the force.
Oh, there would.
The inbox would be full of messages and that would happen. But
and then
I feel like we're going to have to watch when it's available because we will get spoiled. Like, someone will be in the inbox to be like, oh my God, let's go, let's go! And so we just need to be able to watch it before that happens.
So if we get both episodes... We should definitely review episode one.
No, we're going to do it first, right. We're going to go in order. So if they are both available at the time, we are going to have to watch episode one, review it, potentially scream for however many hours are required, and then watch the second one so we can go in fresh and like have all that stuff there. If both are available at the same time, that's still shocking to me, but okay.
And only on AMC Plus, which means that when the second week happens, if they don't give us the third... Then we'll just have a whole extra week of not having an episode.
That's fine. I think it's possible that enough things will happen in those first two episodes that we will still be freaking the fuck out extensively over what could be happening for the other six episodes. So if we get eight, usually it's what we get, which is so little. It's so few. When you think about it.
It's so few.
It's so few. So the shit does have to get started. The shit has to get started. I guess one of my last questions for you is when Eve says, when does the show start? What is she talking about? Is she talking about Helene stripping? What is she expecting? What show? What games? Are there queer games? Like, what is Eve talking about? That's what I'm saying. Is she looking at her eat the dessert
questions
and like me next?
Answers.
Like,
what? Right, is, right. Questions to the answers.
Because, I do believe Helene has skills. I do believe.
Because I don't
more
know.
More skills than Fo Jafari.
It looked like where they were sitting, it looks like that area should have been some sort of stage or performance area. And there was like an audience because there was a weird trailer where Eve is on a stage and then the stage lights kind of hit her and she's like, and she's wearing the leather jacket.
That's right.
So I think that she's on that stage. I think she's on the stage.
So what kind of show are they watching?
I don't know. Maybe they're the show. Like, I don't know.
I was just marinating on that for a second because it got really gay in my head. They're the show.
I think they are the show.
Who's watching? Who's Carolyn? Like, what is going on? What is going on? I just feel like if they can put Eve with a man, they could put Eve in the bed of Lady in Red.
No, I agree.
Okay, yeah. I remember this clip of her. It looks like some sort of like opera house or theater house.
Or something, right.
Some sort of performance place in which there's mezzanines and orchestras and whatnot. Here's some food for thought since we have learned revelations about names and stuff on papers, not being names we previously thought was on a paper. So I have a question that I do feel is totally relevant. Did Nadia and Rianne fuck? Were they girlfriends? But also, it's valid.
Wonder if... Yeah, did they come up, were they in the same graduated class? Right. Like, what's going on? Because the fighting skills math didn't really math all that well. And Nadia, to her point, she had a super busted leg, but she still found a way to get some version of resourceful. She tried to live. She did. She survived.
Oh, you mean Nadia in jail just to get murked in jail? Poor thing. Poor thing.
Lord.
She had a bad for villain, and that was the problem. Like, she was still sprung. Because it's like, girl, you know she's
but
fucked up.
It's hard to not have it bad for Villanelle.
No, I agree. And I think that's what happens when the sexual jaunt has been laid upon you. Mm. Because, well, you know, there have been instances where people do not make the best choices because someone has put it on you in such a fantastic and unexpected way that leads to totally irrational and unhinged behavior to seek out repeat O's. And that is what I'm attributing to Nadia. Because it's like, you're an assassin.
Yeah, yeah.
And she fucking played you in jail to take your spot. But you looked in those eyes, you thought about the horizontal bombo, and you said, forget about it.
No, it's true.
She really pulled the kite out of the bag. Every time I rewatch the episode, I die laughing because she's like, put it in the back. like, girl, and Nadia really believed. It's like, you really thought that y'all was about to fly that kite somewhere in Paris? Please, Nadia, I want better for you. But Nadia's dead, so I can't want better for her. But I feel like...
She's the ex.
Right? Number one, why were you talking to this man, Diego, about Villanelle? But also, I feel like this is the 12's fault as well. Because if they had more women handlers, it would probably be a little bit better.
No,
because
true.
You put a MILF with Nadia, I bet you she finds a better way to get over Villanelle. Like, she's not going to get caught up in a shit like that than if she's with fucking Diego and his whack ass. His ugly shoes. They were unattractive shoes that he had on. I remember thinking that, like, God. You're an assassin and you're going to kill a New Balances? Do better, Diego! Damn! Does Villanelle role play with Hottie with a Body? Is she still doing stuff like that?
Right, does it get that far? Villanelle always does some version of a role play. Someone's out to get you, I'll protect you.
Actually, that is an excellent point because all sex we've seen with Villanelle and her partners has been role play.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Please continue.
That we've seen. Of course, there's been a lot of sex that's been off screen that we cannot ruminate enough on, other than it causes people like Maria to propose. Take all my money.
Oh, that took me out.
I'll leave the door open.
Damn.
I'll leave my legs open.
Absolutely sprung. There's nothing you can do about that when the vapors hit you that intensely. There's literally nothing you can do.
So imagine now you're a woman of the cloth who has been abstaining for the purposes of your faith.
Hottie with a Body's been abstaining.
And we can ruminate and say that it's a possibility. If people are in this church, if they're there full time, it is because of a devotion and
she's
they've made
full.
A sacrilege. They've
she's
they've They've right. They so now you are touch starved and you have all this energy pulsating at arm's
indeed.
Distance. And so you're gonna be like
not Benedetta. No.
Right. I was gonna say you're gonna be something. You're gonna be like a fish out of water. Like I need it.
Not you feeding.
It's what it
Jones-ing.
Is. It's getting harder to breathe.
A hit.
Right.
I need
and,
a fix.
And that's
hook
and that's,
me up.
You know, one last time and then God all the time, you know, like whatever it is. Like,
oh, dear.
You start making deals with people you shouldn't be making deals with. So I think that
not
is...
you saying the occult. You saying Hottie with a Body goes to the occult because Villanelle has her so fucked up
it's...
that she switches religions. Polar opposites.
They say man should not eat our bread alone, but good golly.
If only the people could see how you were just moving your shoulders. My goodness. Can we just, for a quick second... Just mention those boots, those hunter boots.
Oh yeah, the ones for like duck hunting or something with marshland
in a swamp.
Right,
if you're walking a swamp,
yeah,
and maybe searching for buried treasure in that nasty swamp.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Is it raining?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are you digging in the mud? Why? See, you sent them to me, and I was like, yo, what the fuck? And you know, I love a good boot. You know, I have paid a hefty price for a beautiful boot. I will do that. I will always love a good boot. And the fact that every single thing that they've put out for licensing, I actually don't give a fuck about. It makes me sad.
Oh,
it makes
no.
me sad that Killing Eve does not want me to spend my money on their licensing stuff, because it's like, not only, which to me, the basic shit is put something Killing Eve related on the actual boot. Some sort of logo or whatever, symbol,
right. No,
symbol.
Right.
It could have been Sorry Baby. I probably would have been convinced to get those marshland boots, those swamp boots that I think are hideous. You can't even wear them to the fucking concert and not get your toes crushed. But had it said Sorry Baby, I probably would have considered that shit just because of how big a deal Killing Eve has been in my life, our lives, going forward. But no, they said, take these basic ass looking rain boots, Candace. It says Hunter on the side. And we're not going to even give you a frame or a preview of a moment where Villanelle potentially kills a bitch in these boots. We're just going to say, we're doing a joint collaboration with Killing Eve with our basic ass boots and these basic ass colors and nothing on the actual boot to remind you of Killing Eve at all. But hey, look at the box. Look at the box.
You know, that's weird. Because they could have did a, this is the final season. Here are the Blues Clues to the season. Put these in all your musings. But no, everything seems very unrelated, not connected, and severely disjointed. And I don't know. I just feel like as an approach with no press, disjointed merch.
Is that... What? The thing about the boots is, the thing that actually has me verifiably fucked up about the boots is that consistently, Villanelle has worn a beautiful boot, an excellent boot.
That is true.
A Massandra's boot. And so what has me fucked up is that they've not chosen a boot that has already been featured or at least is aesthetically in line with something Villanelle has worn or the same person. I get it. You don't think people are going to buy Balenciagas, but you know what? Who the fuck is buying a $400 rain boot? I don't know where we're doing that at. I don't know who's spending $400 on a basic ass swamp boot.
Vouch. I mean, I want to know what is the truth at this point, because we were setting things on fire from things in series past. So we're trying to say what?
Either forget. I'm sorry.
We're trying to forget all that we know as far as cleaners, as far as
Terrence, they should have fucking sold the bear. And I know that bear somewhere because it's a basic ass fucking bear. They could have literally been like, here's the bear.
And put stitch it.
Killing Eve stitched on the heart. It's Valentine's. Do you know how many queers would have bought that bear?
Listen. And then if you would have put that same recording of that heart inside when you squeeze it.
And add your own for your bae. Like, who doesn't want to do that?
I should have shut you in the head and watched you die. Not a bomber jacket, not a hair clip, nothing synonymous with an iconic moment thus far. Not even pajamas. And the world were looking for those pajamas. But, you know, what do I know?
So the official description of these Hunter boots is Killing Eve edition hunting boots, mid-calf paneled rubber, buffed leather, and canvas slip-on boots in khaki or whatever color, detachable grosgrain strap with pin buckle fastening feature, tonal Velcro pouch at BAMP. Terrence, I like even the pocket. Like, you know, I love a good pocket on the boot because, especially when you're out engaging in shenanigans or going to a party, it is useful to have a small pocket on your shoe. One of my favorite designers who incorporates pockets is Rick Owens. I have loved me a Rick Owens boot since I was in fucking school. And it saddens me because, Terrence, why doesn't the pocket, the pouch for your phone, whatever the fuck is supposed to be over there, why doesn't that say Killing Eve? Why doesn't that say Villanelle? Eve! Sorry, baby!
Questions.
Anything! London. Brute. Like, literally, just pick some place. Germany. Like, Hot Medica. I would have taken any fucking correlation to Killing Eve to make it make sense. Where you fucking buy a boot that's supposed to be synonymous with a property that you love and nothing about that boot makes sense visually.
I don't even know who to direct that question to, because whoever they are, I'm sure they still have a job. I'm sure. It's weird where people don't know how to strike while the iron's hot. It is a weird thing to just see and watch money just get set on fire versus giving people what they want, which is...
Is it being set on fire or are they not getting any? Because I just feel like whoever buys Hunter boots for whatever fucking purpose they buy them for, we'll buy them. But considering Hunter boots that are Killing Eve branded seem to cost half or a third of what these Killing Eve branded ones that aren't actually branded unless you're buying the box, I don't know why anybody would do it. Because nothing about the physical boot looks different. So I just, that's what got me fucked up. At least if it were Virgil Abloh, rest in peace, my dude, he would have put Off-White. He would have said Killing Eve, Off-White. And it would have looked like the same fucking boot, but still people would have been like, let me buy that shit because it says Killing Eve. Let me buy that shit because it says Sorry Baby. Yeah. Let me buy that shit because it says, are you wearing it? Because it says, are you going to listen to this all night? No. I don't know. But I would have taken it. I would have taken it. I'm just saying. It's absurd, but at the same time, why am I buying boots that are Killing Eve inspired unless they remind me of Killing Eve every time I put them the fuck on?
But for those who, you know, are going to wear them for, I don't know, extreme gardening or what have you, if you just want to have it in your collection.
Is that what she had on Hunter Boots in series 3 when she was killing the woman in the garden?
I don't know.
I don't remember, but she had on some boots that potentially looked like that. You know what? Whatever.
Do you think they want to sort of scrub Killing Eve after it's done?
What do you mean by that?
When you think of how limited all of the giveaways have been, whether it's they had a cereal box. I don't know if there was actually cereal in it.
They never made it to stores like FYE because we surely couldn't buy that cereal.
Right. And then, you know, of course, there's the pajamas that didn't really happen to be pajamas. It was just fabric of a print that people wanted
could
to
find and did in the UK.
So if we're watching the fandom, grab things that they want because they recognize it versus people saying, I could just promote this. It's so that I guess it could survive without the series. Is this a marketing issue point blank period or is it with intent?
So when you ask me if someone's trying to scrub, who is that someone? Who are you? Who's in that?
No, well, aside from long-standing programs that run on BBC, I'm sure that they have merch that is accessible. And people have places where they could buy those things, whether it's like anything, I don't know, Whovian or like whatever. Like they know that it's a property that is beloved.
And they can buy something from
it. Right. So.
Well, this is upsetting. Because while you were talking, I just Googled like BBC shop and it came up and Doctor Who has a whole tab.
Can we? Right. See?
But it hasn't been on for some ridiculous amount of time, which is why I don't watch it. But
right. Yeah. No, like before we were born. Right. Like, and it's like still going. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what is happening on this BBC shop, but just in some, you know, basic scrolling, I see James Bond DVDs. I see a Spencer DVD. There's a lot of Doctor Who stuff, a whole lot, which doesn't surprise me. But let me search Killing Eve and see what comes up. Killing Eve. Ah, DVDs.
Yep.
You know, honestly, BBC, fuck y'all. If you don't want to make money, that's fine. Don't make money. Don't make money. Because at least HBO would say, here's a hoodie, you bastards. Here is a basic fucking hoodie in which we are grifting and we are making the maximum profit because it's a fucking hoodie and all it says is Killing Eve and BBC on a corner. But we know somebody wants this. So we're going to make it. The BBC is like, absolutely not. You better find Redbubble. You better go to TeePublic and find out which fan is making whatever out of fan art because we will not help you. We will not serve you. We will not give you anything labeled Killing Eve unless it's an actual Blu-ray disc.
Sad state of affairs to be in. So what is the truth? We are interested in promoting and, you know, profiting off of the fervor and everyone's, you know, motivations to love this series or we're not.
Facts. They have joggers here for BBC Earth. So, you know, BBC Earth.
You just said.
No, BBC Earth has joggers and shorts. Okay, and tees and all kinds of things. Scarves on the BBC store, but Killing Eve has nothing. So there it is. I don't have an answer for you. I don't know why this is the way that it is. I just, perhaps the people employed to think about the strategies for this ought not to hold that position anymore. That's all. Because it just seems like they've not tied in anything into the actual fandom of Killing Eve that people would rush out and buy, and it is sold out. Right the fuck away. I don't even like Adidas shoes, but look at all those collaborations they've been doing with Disney.
Right.
For people who really love Disney characters. If you give a fuck about Chewie, you're like, look at these Chewbacca fucking shoes. And they look like Chewbacca. If you were going to get an R2-D2 shoe, it looks like R2-D2. If you're getting a fucking C-3PO, it looks like C-3PO. And stuff like that interests me because I'm a C-3PO fan. So I might be like, oh, look at that C-3PO shoe. I want it. In the same way that, you know, I have my Captain Marvel shoes.
Right.
The only time I feel like I ever find myself with Adidas is if it's something like that. And I'm like, I would like Captain Marvel shoes. Therefore, I have them. We can't even get some basic ass Adidas, Terrence, that say sorry, baby. And it wouldn't be so easy because Adidas makes anybody's shoes. They really don't care. They don't care, Killing Eve. They will take the fucking shit and make a shoe and put it out in 2 weeks. I am begging, but I know that it's to the void. So fucking forget it. All right, here's a final question to end our painful segment on merch. If you could pick one thing that Killing Eve would officially license and sell as merch, what would it be? Like just one. Just one item. Have you thought of it? Has it occurred to you? Do you even know what it is?
Classically, I would have said hairpin in series one because we've only seen it the one time, but we know it is effective. So that would have been fun. Two, series two, I would have probably said toilet brush to just be like, call back to when they met and Eve locked herself in the bathroom and she tried to defend herself.
Actually, toilet brush unsuccessfully. Is super clever. And actually, yeah, yeah. BBC, if you're hiring, Terrence Blastri's here.
I mean, the merch, I want to almost say it sells itself, but it's... But that is banking. That may be an idea that the people currently sitting in office is banking on. And that's why they're saying, oh, it doesn't really matter. What we sell, it will sell. But
that's absurd. It's absolutely absurd to assume that. Like, those boots, for instance, are $400. And I'm like, first of all, it's a panini. And expecting people to spend that kind of money on what is already not their favorite shoe is a lot. And one might say, out of fucking touch. And so even if you're like, we want to give to the people who want to buy luxury. And again, let me just make it clear to y'all. I do not think those boots are luxury. Candace can point you to some boots that I think are luxury. It is not those Hunter boots. But they're priced to be luxury boots. And so how does it make any sense is my question.
I'm not going to be the one to be able to do that. That someone else will have to answer for that. That was not my bad.
Like, I like the thing that you said about the toilet cleaner. Like, that's so basic. But the way I would have bought, like, 5 or 10 or 20 and just sent them all over to people.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. And so I just don't like it. It feels just outside of the fact that it's nothing that we want. If you can afford it, it's also priced in a way that just doesn't make any sense. Like, y'all don't even have a fucking mug.
That is true.
A mug? A water bottle? That says quench your thirst with WAP? Okay, That's not a line, but you guys get the idea. Whew. What is the runtime on that file? Can you take a gander?
One moment.
3 hours.
Yeah, what?
3 hours? This is supposed to be a mini snack.
No, this.
3 hours?
I blame you, but I also blame myself. I blame you and I blame myself because it couldn't be helped. And what's fucked up about this is that you heard me yelling for like 2.5 hours
before
us hitting record on this. So
some Patreon listeners will definitely be able to hear some of the extra.
Because we definitely can't put out unfiltered? 5 fucking hours about Lord. A fucking trailer. No. We can't put out 5 fucking hours about a fucking trailer. We can't do that.
This is supposed to be a mini snack.
We can't do that. Lord. It's already not even a mini snack. We'll see what the edit's looking like. But I was expecting you to say 2, not 3. But that's because I've been lost in the sauce. I have. But at least we are officially to the next day. We are officially in February 2nd. And I have come to a place of okayness. I have come to a stasis, which is good because, y'all, I'm telling you, Terrence couldn't even fucking talk to me. He couldn't suggest shit. Okay, what if? And I was like, leave me alone, Terrence. Just let me wallow in my pain. That's where I was. And I'm not there anymore. And so that's great. It's great. It's fantastic. It's good.
So how did you experience the trailer? Be sure to write in and let us know how you experienced it. What were your stages of elation or maybe grief? I don't know. How did you receive this trailer?
How did you
receive
this
honest. Trailer? Be honest. I saw some reactions. One was actually particularly hilarious when there was a title card that read homophobia. So, I mean, I get it.
Not with the bravado.
I get it.
Not with the fucking falsetto.
I get it. And it was Villanelle in the bed from the This Is Bullshit title card, where she's like, damn, I got a promotion. I'm still doing this shit. Like,
oh,
I get
my
it.
God.
I get it, Villanelle. I get it.
I feel like I was about to say something, but I lost my thought. I don't know where it went.
Annie.
So this was a snack bite, snack or so that turned into something else. It's definitely snackish. We'll break it up and pretend like it's snack bite. Lie to ourselves about how much time we spent talking about this trailer. But, you know, hope you guys have enjoyed this. Hope you got out of it what you wanted to get, all of you motherfuckers, especially the OG listeners that were in the mentions, the comments, the DMs, asking for a reaction. We did it on same day. I suffered. Terrence suffered. But we made it through, and we did it for y'all. This episode is so fucking long, we're not even going to tell y'all. You know where to follow us, and if you don't, find a previous episode.
Right. Y'all know all
you
want to
know
stuff.
About our links? Look in the description.
It's there,
it's
right.
It's in the description. It's right there. We are spent. We are killing Eve'd out. We have racked our brains for literally a work day, right? And longer for you, because you watched the trailer before me. And so it's been a whole day.
Yes.
A work day and overtime.
And overtime, yes.
Shit. Right. Well, I guess it's time to get up on out of here. Good sir.
Alrighty, listeners. Until next time, here's hoping you get killed by a woman.
And guys, everything is happening. Look at what we've been given. Something has gone on in the break. Something has gone on in the time jump. What has happened between Eva and Villanelle? Why was Villanelle on her knees? But thank you, Laura Neal, for giving me Villanelle on her knees. It's all I was asking for. Totally Murder.